Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day you've blessed us with. So many things we've already been able to enjoy in your house. Now the blessed opportunity to be able to get into your word. As we approach this week, the upcoming Thanksgiving Day and so forth, help us to always be thankful, not only on the chosen day, but each and every day of our lives. And let us always bring honor and glory to you through everything that you bless us with. Help us to use it to the fullest to do the things that you want us to do, to take every step in the pathway you want us to be on. And lead, guide, and direct us as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thanksgiving Day coming up this coming Thursday. The word Thanksgiving is actually found 27 times in the Bible. And a sacrifice of Thanksgiving is spoke of in Leviticus chapter 7. It is known as a peace offering. It is the earliest record you find of it in the scriptures. But in our history here in the U.S., it's awesome that we have set aside a day to honor the Lord and give thanks. We have George Washington said, "Let us unite in most humbly offering and offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions." I have some old dictionaries. One of them I have a century dictionary. And another one we have is a 1914 dictionary, which in that I looked up Thanksgiving, and it says, "A day set apart for a public celebration of divine goodness. Specifically, in the United States, an annual festival appointed by proclamation and held on the fourth Thursday in November. It is celebrated with religious services and social festivities." Now, the earliest that we have record of a actual Thanksgiving found in a dictionary, a 1959 dictionary, where it says Thanksgiving Day, the fourth Thursday in November. The earliest harvest Thanksgiving in America was celebrated by the Pilgrim Fathers in 1621 as an occasion for feasting and prayer. The revisionists, and with all the politically correct and the Antichrist bunch, like to take out the true history of this country and eliminate God completely. They ignore the things of how the Founding Fathers established things in this country. It's awesome when we see the records of it being proclaimed. And I got a 1925 dictionary. It reads, "In the United States, a day set apart each year for thanksgiving and praise to God for his mercies, a form of words expressive of thanks to God." And in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln actually set it officially, a proclamation, to set aside the fourth Thursday in November to be Thanksgiving Day. So we see that established and honored and repeated in this country, which is awesome. In a 2002 dictionary, it says public acknowledgement of divine goodness. They just kind of shorten it there. The newer and newer dictionaries you get, the less and less it refers to Jesus Christ or to God or giving thanks to God, as we see this country and in many other places turning farther and farther away from God. But it's awesome when we read some of the mission letters of other areas of the world that are drawing closer and closer and having great revival and thousands of people coming in and getting saved. They have quite a day of thanks there, and quite a day of thanks for the salvation that Jesus Christ has provided for us, which is what we really need to do each and every day of our lives, not just the chosen day that was proclaimed by President Lincoln to have this in our country. It's awesome that that was established and that it is still being honored, even though it's being diluted and distracted, and people call it Turkey Day instead of Thanksgiving Day. When they call it Turkey Day, then they're focusing on eating a turkey instead of focusing on what it's really all about, giving thanks to God for the bounty that we have, giving thanks for salvation, giving thanks for the many blessings He gives us. The very breath that is within us is a gift from God, and we need to be thankful for that. He tells us over and over in His Word to be thankful. He gives an example of giving thanks or proclaiming a thanksgiving, or saying a blessing, you might say. And Jesus gave us that example in John chapter 6, verse 11, where he said, "And Jesus took the loaves," this is when he was feeding the 5,000, "and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples." And they all had a nice big feast there. So he gave us that example of giving thanks for your food. We should take that in every meal that we enjoy and give thanks to the Lord for that. For the opportunity to be able to eat is a very precious thing that many people take for granted. But even beyond that, we need to give thanks for the very breath that was within us, everything that he has blessed us with. In the New Testament, also in Revelation chapter 7, verse 12, we see a reference there in the visions of John looking up into the heaven and seeing a great celebration. And those, as it says, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." That's the last record we have in the scriptures of the word thanksgiving being used. But we see the teachings all through the scriptures of how we are supposed to be thankful. Even in the hard times, when it is the hardest to be thankful for, we are still supposed to be giving thanks. Turn now, if you will, over to Ephesians chapter 5. And we see here some of the directions that are given to us. Behavioral directions that were taught by the scriptures of how we are supposed to have our attitude of thanksgiving all the time, and how we should give thanks to the Lord and to grow closer and closer to Him. The chapter starts out with, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." We're supposed to humble ourselves in that way. But skip on over to verse 14, and we see here, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest." He's letting us know here in a brief part of this to wake up. It's like not talking about physical sleep. He's talking about spiritual sleep. He's talking about mental sleep. When you're just going around numb, just hanging on, and that's it. You're just going day by day, not aware of what's going on around you, oblivious to your surrounding, to your situation, oblivious to the many, many things that you have to be thankful for. And he's saying, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." The only way you can rise from the dead is to be born again through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, washing away your sins. It's the only way that you can come alive again. "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." We were studying earlier in Proverbs about wisdom. Now it comes from God. How we receive the wisdom from God and understanding and honor Him in everything that we do, every step that we take. "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And you gain that through studying the Word and receiving Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Holy Ghost indwells you. You listen to the Holy Ghost. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." When you numb your mind with any kind of substance that affects your mental capacity, you are unaware of reality. You are unaware of the very surroundings that you're in. You are unaware of the relationship that you could be having with the Lord. As he continues, verse 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks always for all things. That's where it's so difficult for us to thank the Lord when He gives us that slap up the side of the head, like I was talking about earlier, of that chastisement, that correction when we're misbehaving. We're not too apt to run and thank the Lord for His corrections. We're not too apt to thank the Lord when a persecution comes upon us, when a hardship, when a challenge comes our way. But we should, because He tells us to. Be thankful for that. If He did not care for us, He wouldn't bother to correct us. He wouldn't have to give us our attitude adjustment. If He didn't care for us, He would just let us go our own ways and wind up in hell for eternity. But He cares for us. So He gets our attention. And then when He gets our attention to the point where we yield to Him and receive Him as Lord and Savior, and then we're on the right pathway, if we get off of that pathway and do something misbehaving, sometimes we have to be chastised. Sometimes the rod of correction comes our way. Yield to that, give thanks for that, because He does it to love you. He does that showing His love for you because He has so much to bless you with when you follow the rules that He's laid out for us. When we stay on the right pathway, it's easy to thank the Lord when everything's going great, when you're feeling good and you have prosperity and everything that you need. It's easy to thank the Lord then. It's much more challenging when you're suffering in one way or another, when you're having a hardship, when you've got a challenge. But yet, even in that, it says, in all things, give thanks unto the Lord. Philippians chapter 4. Sure, turn over there. In Philippians chapter 4, pick it up here in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. As I've pointed out many times, it doesn't say rejoice in the Lord when everything's going great. I mean, always, all the time. Even when you wake up in the morning and you are in so much pain and agony, you don't even want to get out of the bed. Praise the Lord. Because that's a reminder. You're not going to have to worry about all that for eternity. You're going to have a glorified body where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more tears, no more death, none of that. So praise the Lord. You feel that ache or that pain or that sharp pain run through your body? It was like, oh, woe is me, gloom and despair, why is this upon me, and grumble and gripe and murmur. We have way too many examples of how people did that through the Scriptures. Were they blessed for that? No. But when you praise the Lord, thank Him for the opportunity to be able to even suffer, that's something really great to be able to do. I think, you're crazy. Well, no, I'm not crazy. I'm reading you the Word of God. It says be thankful all the time. Rejoice always. Not just when things are great. Because that shows our faith in Him. That shows our trust in Him. That shows our acknowledgement of knowing that this is a temporary world. The sufferings that we have here can't even be compared to the glory that we're going to receive later. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. When people are watching you all the time, your attitude that you display to the world, when people see you, are you moaning and groaning and murmuring and complaining and wailing because things aren't exactly the way you want them to be? Are you still praising the Lord? What kind of testimony have you got? When people see you out in the mall or out in the area that they might be able to avoid making contact with you, they scurry on around. Oh, let's go this way before they see us so we don't have to talk to them. Is it because maybe when they come up to you, the only thing you do is spew out all kinds of moaning and groaning and complaining? Or are they eager? I think that was so-and-so. Let's go. I'd love to be able to talk to them today. And they seek you out? Because you lift them up whenever you're around them? Do you lift people up or do you bring them down? What kind of testimony have you got? When you're rejoicing and thanking the Lord all the time, that's a good testimony. People are enlightened by that. They're encouraged by that. They go away feeling good that they run into you. Rather than, whoa, he just dumped another big load on my shoulder of all the woes and cares that they got. Lift it up, give it to the Lord. You don't have to dump it on somebody else. Because that's what He tells us to do. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. That means not to be overly concerned about things. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. That's everything that's going on in your life. That's supplication. Everything that you possibly need, desire, want, crave, whatever it is, talk to the Lord about it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord you wake up with a terrible headache. Thank the Lord you wake up with a terrible backache. Thank the Lord for all your cares, your woes, your concerns, your afflictions, your persecutions. Because each and every one of those is an opportunity. An opportunity to show your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. An opportunity to have a testimony that someone else is going to see your suffering. An opportunity to gain rewards for this world, the millennial period, and for eternity by the way that you use those sufferings. If you utilize the sufferings of this world in a right way, you are going to gain so much more later because you used them properly. You are going to grow in strength, in wisdom, in understanding. You are going to grow in experiences that you can share with other people. You're going to have an awesome testimony, and that will gain you rewards that you'll enjoy for eternity. And that's something we ought to always think about. Every time that we have a pain or a care or a woe or a challenge or a persecution, whatever it is, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A peace will come over you when you give everything over to the Lord. A peace and a calmness, even in the midst of the most challenging thing that you could possibly think of. When you fully and totally trust in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, put everything in His hands. He loves you. He cares for you. He has different pathway for each and every one of us to be on. So be on the path that He wants you to be on and use it to the fullest. Because that's what He wants us to do. Colossians chapter 3, if we'll turn over there. Of course, we see a theme. Giving thanks over and over. Giving thanks in all things. Not just in the things that it would be very obvious for anybody, even a non-Christian, to give thanks for, but in everything. And over in Colossians chapter 3, we have here the section where it's Christian behavior. And just look at verses 12 through 17, where it says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." These attributes that a Christian should show all the time, even in those hardship times. Because when you have mercies on those that are causing your problems, even the persecutions that you might be receiving, when you show kindness unto those that aren't even kind to you, when you are humbled of your mind, when you yield fully to the Lord, when you are meek, that's that power of influence that you have under control. Long-suffering, that's patience. When you display those, you're displaying the attributes of a true Christian, a true believer in Jesus Christ. As he continues, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Holding a grudge is so easy, but you suffer even more than the other person that you're holding a grudge against because you are losing out on blessings that God would give you if you would let go of those hard feelings, those unforgivings, those burdens that you need to just let go of. You need to forgive. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Perfectness. If you want to be completely furnished, you need to have that spirit of charity. And this isn't just handing out stuff. This is not talking about that. This is a true loving concern for someone else's situation. That's what true charity is. It's not just giving donations. It's not speaking of that. That can be a form of showing your love and concern for someone. But don't think it is just a matter of giving your money to some charitable organization. True charity is a true loving concern for someone else, their benefit. And verse 15, and let the peace of God, we can have the peace that passeth all understanding. We can have that if we really stand and firmly on love of Jesus Christ and to trust in God. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Over and over, be thankful, give thanks, thanksgiving. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Over and over we see this thing, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, be thanksgiving. And it doesn't say just one day a year, all the time, constantly, everything, in all your situations. Not just when you're able to sit down and have that big old feast that's going to make you so fat and full that you're going to get drowsy and take a nap later afterwards. Be thankful all the time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Same thing, repeating over and over. Verse 16, read here. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. That constant communication with the Lord, as I was speaking of earlier, keeps you on that straight and narrow path. It keeps you doing the things you're supposed to be doing. Keeps your eyes on Jesus Christ, not all the problems around you. Don't be like Peter when he stepped out on the water. He got his eyes off of Jesus. He started looking at all the problems all around, all the waves, all the storm, and he started sinking into that. He was going to drown, but luckily he had the sense enough to look up to Jesus Christ, cry out for him. He reached down and pulled him up out of that. So if you're sinking down in the mire of all the turmoils of this world, don't do it. Look up at Jesus. Ask Him. He'll pull you right up out of that. In that constant prayer with Him, you won't have to worry about Him. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Like I said, doesn't say only in the great stuff give thanks. It says in everything giving thanks. So praise the Lord and thank Him even at every time you have an ache or a pain or a woe or a challenge or a conflict or persecutions. Say, praise the Lord, thank you Jesus for the opportunity. Help me to see how to use this to bring honor and glory to you. Help me be able to grow closer and closer to you through that. And let's be thankful every single day of the year, not just on Thanksgiving Day. And let's teach that to the world out there. And they come up to you and say, I hope you have a good turkey day. Set them straight. Tell them, no, it's Thanksgiving Day. A day set aside to give special thanks to God, the one who spoke us into existence and died on a cross for us, rose again, ascended to the Father, sits there on the throne, our great high priest, our mediator, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Give thanks to Him every single moment of your existence, not just on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. I thank you for the opportunity of having a day set aside in this country that we can focus on the very thing that we should be doing every day, and that is giving thanks to you. Help us to have such an awesome testimony of this Thanksgiving that others know what the true meaning of it is, that we should always be thankful for everything that you've given us, all the way to the very point of the very breath that we have within us, all the opportunities you put before us each and every day to grow closer and closer to you, and to build rewards that we'll be able to enjoy the millennial period and for eternity, all by your grace and your mercy. We thank you so much for that, as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.